Good evening, everyone. This is Andrew, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Reform Radio. It's been quite a day for a lot of different kinds of people today. Big news day, big everything day, just starting with a cold open here, folks. And let's address the elephant in the room, what happened today. Well, basically, this happened. This is going to be a very fun week for Morrissey. The Smiths with The Queen Is Dead, the title track from that famous 1986 record. And yes, I think we all know the reason why I played that one. We'll be hearing another cut from that record at the end of the hour. But for now, as we continue on, getting into a little bit more hard rock, all centered around the radio debut of a very special song by a very special Tufts band. But we'll get to that later. Anyway, to address the news slightly, in case you haven't heard, the Queen of England and the Commonwealth and etc. died earlier today. It was somber for some and joyous for others and neutral for many others yet. But it was a momentous event and a very major media event, all kinds of media, regular media, social media. It's been interesting following things along today, but there was something I was going to say. Oh yeah, and they've also chosen to continue the monarchy for some reason, even after Elizabeth's death. We're going to see how that plays out, but I don't think the institution will last much longer. That's just my theory. Anyway, The Smiths with The Queen Is Dead. But now, we continue on. One of my favorite hard rock tunes, it's Swerve Driver with the track Duel. Only on MFO.
You can't.
Ride with Twisterella from the Going Blank Again record, and then before that was Swerve Driver with Duel from the Mezcal Head album, 1992 and 1993 were the release years respectively for those songs. And yeah, we're doing some hard rock this hour on Andromeda, a little bit out of the ordinary for me at least. That might not be the direction that we're going to go for the rest of the hour, because we are going to get right into some exciting music from a new, relatively new, Tufts band. It's a new release, either way. New release from a Tufts band that veers in the direction of hard rock and even, might I say, thrash metal, one might say. It's fun. You'll like it. But before we get to that, let's do a PSA. This one is about dried fruit. Are you looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients. But no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. Public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. All right, another thing that is good for you is this new tune from Tufts' very own Fossil. The radio debut, the B-side of their new double single, it's called Dreadnought. I hope you enjoy it.
We'll be right back. it.
My king.
That is Kingdom Come from a band called Sir Lord Baltimore. It's often pointed to as one of the first heavy metal songs. It was released in early 1970, even before the first Black Sabbath record. And then before that was another metal song from Fossil, very much more recent, I would say, a 2022 release, Dreadnought, the B-side of the new double single from that local band, very local in fact, Tufts Band. Tufts Band, four Tufts students, well, three former Tufts students and one current Tufts student. And they'll probably be around and performing this year, so definitely if you have a chance to go see them live, definitely do not miss it. So that's that. And we'll just be moving right along with a song that I actually think the opening riff of this song sounds very similar to the main riff in Dreadnought by Fossil. Definitely a major inspiration. Maybe not, even. I don't know. Maybe it's just a coincidence. But anyway, here is Survival from the first Yes album.
Is creeping in, and somewhere in a field a life begins. An egg too proud to rape, the beginning of the shape of things to come that start the run. Life has begun, life has begun. The mother flew too late, and life within the egg was left. Take it when it came, and life's the same for them. is the parent bird. The loneliness arose and heard its name ringing for life to begin. Survival win, survival sin. So soon the evening comes, and with it runs the aching fear of hate. Could someone still remain who thinks he still could gain by escaping fate? It's much too late. Don't underrate. Appreciate.
Thank you.
That's Wishbone Ash with Sometime World, favorite of mine on the show. It's been played before on Andromeda, you may recall, from that album, that amazing album, Argus, from 1972. Highly recommend that one. Before that was a similar sort of tune from Yes, off of their self-titled debut record from 1969. That was Survival. And as I said, the opening riff of that one, a little bit reminiscent of the Fossil riff from Dreadnought, in a very good way, I may add. Alright, so we're reaching about the third, or fourth quarter, rather, of the hour. Gotta learn my quarters here, it's like it's a football game. By the way, go Bills. Just saw that they pretty much won the game, I think. I'm a Bills fan now. I've decided, given up on the Eagles, even though they won their Super Bowl, whatever it's called. Anyway, let me just play some music here before I embarrass myself further. This is one from Deerhoof. I think it qualifies as hard rock. Maybe a little bit psychedelic and experimental, but hard rock nonetheless. It's Milkman from the album of the same name. Here's Deerhoof, only on MFO. That is Sunny Day Real Estate, a band that is getting back together, I just heard, and they're coming to Boston in October. I think they're going to be at the House of Blues, correct me if I'm wrong, maybe Paradise Rock Club, something like that. Paradise Rock Club, I think, it's a smaller venue. Anyway, Sunny Day Real Estate in their most recent iteration from way back in 2000, from the Rising Tide record that was Killed by an Angel. Before that was Deerhoof from the Milkman album from 2004, the title track off that one. And we're just about to wrap up the show here on Andromeda on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. On the 11 o'clock hour, remains to be seen whether the DJs that follow me will come in or not. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. They're very temperamental that way. Either way, I will be back next week at the same time and throughout the semester and the school year. 10 p.m. on Thursdays will be my regular time. And now, as promised, I will play the last track. Did I specify the last track? Doesn't matter. It's going to be the last track from The Queen Is Dead, the album that I started the hour with a very apt title track, of course, for our present circumstances. But now is time for the last track, the closing song. Some girls are bigger than others. It's the Smiths, only on WMFO. Good night, and have a wonderful week.
Some girls' mothers are bigger than other girls' mothers.